Welcome to English Podcasts with Chris
and Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi there, Chris.
So today, what I thought we could do sort of a carry-on from last week, carry-on as it says. No, but a follow-on from last week where we spoke about action plans, about listening and stuff. And I thought what we could do is maybe we have some, you know, some listening video resources, our go-to stuff.
Really good idea, because we use these resources all the time, and I think it's a really good idea to share them with our listeners.
Exactly. So if you like, we can. I've got a few written down.
I've got a few written down
which
too.
Which I love, and you have as well. And we'll just talk about where it is.
Yes.
Where we can find it and what it talks about, basically. So you can go ahead.
Okay, well, to kick off, I'm going to kick off with an absolute classic. It's the BBC 6 Minute English. Now, this is really for people, I'm going to say, lower intermediate. I think it's important to say at the moment, you know, the actual level. And the reason I say that is that it's quite a slow, scripted listening. And it has a transcript and it has questions, but they cover all sorts of topics and it's really, really, really interesting. BBC 6 Minute English.
Okay, well, I'll go back with that with BBC 6 Minute Grammar. And this basically discusses lots of different grammar points, and there's generally two or three people in the studio, so you get different accents. As I know, there's one from the northeast of England and one from the south and one from Scotland, I think. And they go through grammar points, and there's a little quiz on each one, and it lasts 6 minutes as well.
Okay, good. Well, staying a little bit with that kind of real learning level at the kind of lower intermediate level, the British Council has a lot of very, very good resources, and sometimes I've used it for children, would you believe? Excellent stuff, really good fun stuff, videos or games. So that's the British Council. I must admit, I haven't really used it with adult learners. Have you used it with adult learners, British Council?
From time to time. I mean, yeah. It isn't always my cup of tea, but there are some things on there which are not too bad. Really my cup of tea, I think my favourite, and I consider it to be probably the best on YouTube, is a guy called Lawrence, better known as Papa Teach Me.
Excellent.
He's a guy from the UK. I think he's a teacher. He talks a lot about Japan and whatever, so I think he's taught a little bit around the world, but basically this guy uses a lot of humor, and he uses a lot of stuff that people just don't get from books or from lessons, and he sort of dresses up, put wigs on and stuff like this. It's very entertaining and very, very useful.
Now, I like it a lot, but what level would you say that it's really aimed at?
Any.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? And it's quite short.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Okay, well, I'm going to go for one which is the complete opposite of what you've said, which is not really fun. It's the American VOA, Voice of America. Now, then, it's a bit of a classic school-type learning thing. It's there. It's got lots of information. It's reasonably slow for the listening. It's there. It's a resource people use all around the world, but I would not call it fun at all.
Well, if it's not fun, I'm going to completely ignore
that. But some people, if they're at school or the universities, they sometimes have to learn stuff. You know, it's not particularly my cup of tea, but I know it's a very, very
useful, popular. We're not here to have fun. We're here to learn.
That's right. Don't have any fun. Don't have any fun.
Okay, I'll go with another guy. Bob the Canadian. It's a guy with a Canadian accent. Quite easy to understand. He speaks quite slowly, but he works on a lot of contexts. So he'll be looking at shopping. He'll be looking at sport. He'll be looking at lots and lots of things, talking about your job, whatever. And he gets outdoors and does his thing. And he's pretty good. He's quite simple what he does in terms of he doesn't complicate stuff. So Bob the Canadian for me is quite a good one.
I like him actually. Yeah. And he's so kind. That's what I like about him. He's a Canadian. He comes over as a very kind person. Now then, I'm going to choose someone that I know you're not keen on. James Corden.
Okay.
Now then, you should see your face. Mm-hmm. So James Corden, he did a show in the States called The Late Late Show, which it was so late, nobody actually watched it. So it went to YouTube, massive success. And he did a thing called carpool karaoke, and it's clips of, let's say, 10 minutes. It has big stars on, and they sing in the car. But what I like about it for learners is that the questions are actually quite good for learning the structure of questions. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of did you, do you, blah, blah. And I've had it with a lot of learners. And again, I think intermediate, even touching lower intermediate, can cope with it. And I quite like it a lot. And he became so popular doing this carpool karaoke that in the end, even Michelle Obama came in his car.
He had loads.
But I know you're not a fan of James
not at
Corden.
All. So I'm gonna go now with because I guess that's on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the podcast. In fact, there are three podcasts which are very much related. One is called Sliced Bread, which comes from the English expression, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. They talk about good stuff, you know, good inventions, etc. They also do things like they'll ask questions that like, for example, they'll say, you know, is it better to buy expensive running shoes? Is it, does cough medicine actually work? So lots of stuff which may not have occurred to you, but is really interesting because of that. Now, the sister or brother series, whatever to this, there are two. One is called Toast. Toast is also another English expression to mean something which is dead. And they talk about businesses that have gone out, which were hugely successful, but which have gone out of business, and they look at the reasons why. For example, probably people in the UK and maybe in the US know Woolworths, which was a massive store on all high streets in every city and town in the UK, and it went bust. So they talk about that. And the other one, in the same sort of vein, is called dough. Dough is the mixture which makes up bread. So it's all bread related, and dough is talking about future things, and it will talk about things like will smartphones be out of business in the future because of smart glasses, etc. So it's fairly it's stuff which really keeps the interest, because it's stuff that you think that you look at it and you say, oh, I'd like to know about that.
Mm. And so, where can we get this?
Well, if you go on to BBC website, it's on Radio 4, and it's also got its own. It's on BBC Sounds as well. I guess it's probably on YouTube, because everything is on YouTube. And there's a whole program website of all of these three. So that's Sliced Bread, Toast, and Dough. Absolutely brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, and what I liked about it when you showed it to me, there was like some podcasts of 3 minutes, some went up to 30
it's rare.
Minutes.
They're mostly 30, oh, about 30
oh, yeah,
minutes.
I thought the Sliced Bread was quite short.
No, we listened to a very short one, which is about 3 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
But it comes from actually a longer one.
Okay.
Because, in fact, they have a lot of guests, you know, experts, if you like, university lecturers, people in business, etc. So you get a mixture as well of different accents and speed of speaking, men and women, etc. Mm. So it's really, really good for the ear.
Mm. Well, carrying on from that, if we're keeping on with the BBC, they have such a range of really, really good podcasts, but this would be for the upper intermediate level. I often use one, it's called More or Less. It's a whole lot of numbers. It's their idea is that they look at the numbers, the reasoning behind the numbers in the press, you know, because politicians throw out all sorts of numbers as facts. And this podcast, More or Less, fact, and it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And if you want to really test your numbers, it is a test. It's a really good one. Mm-hmm. Carrying on with the BBC, I like a lovely one called Word of Mouth. It's all about languages, with a guy whose name just escapes me now, but he's such a charming guy.
Okay.
Anyway, but wonderful.
Moving
and also,
along.
If you like culture, This Cultural Life. But again, this is all about all artists, or you know, cinema people, but very clear speakers. Mm-hmm. Just, but again, it would be for upper intermediate listeners.
Okay. Well, I like another one, which is a bit tongue-in-cheek, so it's not wholly serious. It's a podcast, and it's about history, things in history, and it's called You're Dead to Me.
I love that
one. It's pretty funny.
And
then I'll go with some YouTube stuff. It's available elsewhere, but mainly on YouTube. and they're a little bit political. It's basically political satire. One is Brian Taylor Cohen, which is Just Another Day, the Jimmy Kimmel Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Jon Stewart from The Late Show, which are absolutely brilliant, but quite biting. Well, it's sarcastic. It's very much politically aimed at America as well. The thing is, I don't understand a lot of the references. So it's either sports people, it's either TV or whatever. But I managed to get over it. So you can as well. There you go.
In fact, I love all those shows.
Yeah.
And it does give me an insight, a window into American politics. The fun side of it. Now, I've got the more academic side of it. It's a site called NPR. It's News in Levels. And they have lots of articles, which are quite short, listenings, which are quite short.
Mostly reading, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was reading, yeah. But they do have audios that go with it as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the more, if you're, you know, swatting for an exam or something type of thing, that mm-hmm. it's really useful. But if you want to have a good laugh, well, you've got, you know, Jon Stewart and Jimmy Kimmel, that
Yeah, exactly,
sorts.
If you can follow it, which I can't generally, but I sort of get over that. Mm-hmm. My last one would be, it's very much in the vein of comedy. It's aimed quite a lot at French learners, so that it's called Montagka, and it's very much looking at the way that the French pronounce words, how they can get them wrong. There's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of comedy, and it's situations that anybody can come across, such as they have to call a call centre with an Indian. And it's really, really good fun. And there's a little bit of a serious side to it as well, because it does address problems, but most of the problems are those that are sort of encountered by French learners. So if you're a French learner, Montagka.
It's very good. Now, I'm going to finish again on a... I can't believe I'm being so serious today, but I'm the one bringing up all the serious stuff.
Sorry, your Montagka is on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, that's it.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to go for one which I recommend a lot to people. Again, it's upper intermediate. TED Talks. Now, the reason I've chosen TED Talks is because they... First of all, it's free. They're really, really interesting. And they have all the transcripts if you need to check some of the words. And it is so, so, so popular. And so I'm going to go for a TED Talk. But again, I've chosen all the serious ones today.
Okay, well, what we can try to do is put some links in where you can find these things. They're all good stuff. There's other stuff, but there's a lot of dull stuff on YouTube, kids. So be careful.
Absolutely.
So bye-bye.
Bye then, bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review.
To catch all the latest from English podcasts, you can follow us on Instagram at English.podcasts and on YouTube at English-podcasts.
And visit our website at English-podcast.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.